Today we'd like to see the title of the priest's office in Exodus chapters 28, 29, 30. To the souls on this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three supposition questions. Number one, in chapter 28, verse 1. Now take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron's son, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 29, verse 46, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Last question, chapter 30, verse 7, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lampers, he shall burn incense on it. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the following tabernacle floor plan, you had the presence of God, the Ark of Covenant in the Holy of Holies, the presence of Jesus Christ, the table of showbread, and the presence of the Holy Spirit is in the lampstand, cross-reference there, altar of incense, and the laver of water described in chapters 30. In the last time, in Exodus chapter 27, 21, in the tabernacle meeting, outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generation on behalf of the children of Israel. The oil of the lampstand was made by pressing pure green olives, producing the finest and purest oil, which was used to keep the lamp burning continually. The lampstand was to burn throughout the night. The priest would fill it with oil in the evening, and in the morning they would trim the wicks in preparation for the next evening. This continual burning symbolized God's perpetual presence and was maintained every night within the tent of meeting or the tabernacles. Here today, chapter 28, the priest garments, 29, consecration, 31 to 10, the altar of incense, 31 to 16, the ransom money, the chapter 30, verse 70-21, the brazen laver of water, chapter 30, 22 up to 33, the anointing oil, chapter 30, 34 through 38, the incense. Here is the priestly garment, the picture there. So in this order, so you may see that, you know, all of them. Chapter 28, priestly garment, see a barber, the sketchy, or priestly garments. First one, now take Aaron, your brother, and his son with him from among the children of Israel, and he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron and Aaron's son, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. That's a question one. So here, God instructed Moses to bring Aaron and his sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, to serve as priests. before him. God was teaching Israel how to worship him properly. To accomplish this, he appointed the priests to oversee the tabernacle and to help the people maintain their covenant relationship with him. A priest had to be a descendant of the tribe of Levi and a direct descendant of Aaron. The priest offered the sacrifices, maintained the tabernacle, and taught God's law to the people. Jesus Christ is now our great high priest. Because he offered himself once for all, no further sacrifices are required. Today, every believer belongs to a loyal priesthood. Christians offer spiritual sacrifices by presenting themselves as a living sacrifice to God. Pastors and teachers are commissioned to teach all nations to obey Christ's commandments. All cross-reference right there, that is also talking about the application today. Verse 2 and 3, "And you shall make a holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty, so you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as a priest." God commanded that holy garments be made for Aaron for glory and for beauty. The craftsmen or artisans who made this garment were specially gifted and filled with wisdom by God. Today, God gives different gifts to his people. Every ability should be used for God's glory, and the Holy Spirit equips believers to for service. All cross-reference right there. Verses 4 and 5, "And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and the ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a jersey. So they shall make a holy garment for Aaron, your brother, and his sons. He may minister to me as a priest. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen." The high priest garments include the breastplate, ephod, robe, woven tunic, turban, and jersey. These garments symbolize the holiness, dignity, and beauty before the Lord. Verses 6 to 14. "And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. It shall have two shoulder straps joined at its edges, so it shall be joined together, and intricately woven band of the ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of sons of Israel, six of their names on the stone and six names on the other stone in order of their breath, with the work of an engraver in stone, like engravings of a signet. You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the stones of Israel. You shall set them in setting of gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as a memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on the two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold, and you shall make two chains of pure gold, like braided cords, and fashion their braided chains to the settings." The ephod was an elaborate woven priestly garment made of gold thread, blue thread, purple thread, scarlet thread, and fine linen. Two onyx stones were attached to the shoulders of the ephod, with the names of 12 tribes engraved on them, six names on each stone. Aaron carried the names of Israel upon his shoulder before the Lord, symbolizing that the high priest represents the entire nation before God. The 12 names is the 12 tribes names, right? The 12 tribes names right there. Verses 15 up to 30. You shall make the breastplate of judgment artistical woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. You shall make it. It shall be doubled into a scale. Span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you shall put setting of stones in it, the four rows of stones. The first row shall be a shadows or topaz and emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be turquoise, sapphire, and diamond. The third row is jacinth and agate and amethyst. And the fourth row of beryl and onyx and jasper. There shall be set in gold setting. And the stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, each one with its own name. They shall be according to the 12 tribes. You shall make a chain for the breastplate at the end, like a braided cord of the pure gold. And you shall make two rings of gold for the breastplate, and put two rings on two ends of the breastplate. Then you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. You shall make two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate. On the edge of it, which is on the inner side of the ephod, on two other rings of gold, you shall make and put them on the two shoulder straps. Underneath the ephod toward its front, right at the seam above the intricately woven band of the ephod, they shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings. Over the rings to the ephod, using a blue cord so that it is above an intricate woven band over the ephod, and so that breastplate does not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment of his heart, when he goes into the holy place and a memorial before the Lord continually. And you shall put in breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. Breastplate dimensions was one span in length and one span in width, approximately 9 inches or 22.86 centimeters on each side. It contained 12 precious stones, represent 12 tribes of Israel. Aaron wrote the names of Israel over his heart, Shin upon love, remembrance, intercession, people God. The Urim and Thummim were placed inside the breastplate. Their names means lights and perfections. Although their exact nature is unknown, they were used to decide either yes or no in order to seek God's guidance. Cross reference right there. 31:35. You shall make the robe of ephods all of blue. There shall be an opening of the his hand in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around this opening, like the opening in a court of mail, so that it does not tear. And up its hem, you shall make a pomegranate of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and the belt of gold between them all around, a golden belt and a pomegranate, a golden belt and pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around. And it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and his sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord. When he comes out, he may not die. You shall also, 35, the robe worn beneath the ephod was made entirely of a blue cloth. Around its hems were golden bells and embroidered pomegranates. The sound of the bell announced the priest's ministry before the Lord, so that he would not die when entering or leaving the holy place. A robing the roving was a rope was tied to high priest's foot on the days of atonement. If God judged him and he died while ministering in the most holy place, the other priest could draw his body out without entering behind the veil themselves. 36:38. You shall also make a plate of pure gold engraved on it, like engraving a signet. Holiness to the Lord. And you shall put in on blue cord. It may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban. So it shall be on Aaron's forever. Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel hold in all their holy gifts, and shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. A gold plate attached to the priest's turban bore the inscription, Holiness to the Lord. This reminded both the priest people that ministry belonged entirely to must be carried out in holiness. Cross-reference there, 39:43. You shall skillfully weave the tunic, fine of linen thread. You shall make the turban of linen, and you shall make a sash of the woven work. For Aaron's sons, you shall make tunics. You shall make sashes for them. You shall make hats for them for glory beauty. So she shall put them on Aaron, your brother, on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them. They may minister to me as a priest, and you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron on his sons when they come into tabernacle meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place. They do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statue forever to him and his descendants after him. Special garments were also prepared for Aaron's sons, including tunics, shashes, turbans, and linen undergarments, except one ephod, two breastplates, five of the gold plate of a turban, six bells of pomegranate, the cedar bark sketchy. The priests were required to wear these garments whenever they ministered in the tabernacle so that they would not incur guilt and die. This garment emphasized modesty, purity, reverence before God. Cross-reference right there. 29, consecration, chapter 29, entire, verses 1 to 9. And this is what you shall do to them, to hallow them, for ministering to me as a priest. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of wheat flour. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in basket with the bull and two rams. To Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of tabernacle meeting, and you shall wash them with water. Then you shall take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, and ropes over the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the intricately woven band over the ephod. You shall put the turban on his head and put the holy crowns on the turban. You shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons and put tunics on them. You shall gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be, there is a perpetual statute, you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. After the garments were prepared, Aaron and his sons had to be consecrated for ministry. The consecration ceremony required one young bull, two rams, and unleavened bread. God originally intended Israel to be a kingdom of priests. However, because of sin, he established Levitical priesthood to represent people before him. Cross-reference there. 10 to 14. You shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle meeting. Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull. Then you shall kill the bull before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. You shall take some of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all blood beside the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat, covers, naturally the fatty robes attached to the liver and two kidneys and the fat that is on them, the burnt them on the altar of burnt offering. But the flesh of the bull with its skin is awful. You shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one lamb and Aaron and his sons. It's a 10 to 14 first. Aaron and his son place their hands upon the bull's head. This symbolizes transfer of guilt to sin to sacrifice. The bull then died as a substitute, the foreshadow of Jesus Christ who bore our sins upon himself. The bull was slain before the Lord, offered as a sin offering, and burned outside the camp except for the fat placed on the altar. Sin had to be dealt with before fellowship with God could occur. 15 and 16, you shall also take one lamb and Aaron and his son. This is the dedication offering, full dedication, burnt offering. His son shall be put their hands on the head of a ram. You shall kill the ram and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it all around on the altar. Then you shall cut the ram in pieces, wash it entrails and its legs, put them with pieces and with its head. And you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It's a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. The first ram was offered as a burnt offering. The burnt offering symbolized complete dedication and surrender to God. A believer cannot fully dedicate himself to God until the problem sin has first been addressed. So 19:21, you shall also take the other ram. To Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram and take some of his blood, put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, on the tip of the right ear of his son, on the thumb of the right hand, on the big toe of the right foot. Just sprinkle the blood all around on the altar, and you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it in Aaron. On his garment, on his sons, on the garments of his sons with him, and he and his garments shall be hallowed, his sons and his sons' garments with him. Blood from the second ram was applied to the right ear, right thumb, and right big toe. This symbolized consecrated ears to hear God's voice, consecrated hands to perform God's will, consecrated feet to work in God's way. Believers today are likewise called to dedicate every aspect of life to God during their life. 22:30. Also, you shall take the fat of a ram, fat tail, fat that covers and shreds, the fatty robe attached to liver, to kidneys, and the fat on them, the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration. One loaf of bread, one cake made with oil, and one wafer from the basket of unleavened bread. That is, if you put the Lord, you shall put all this in the hands of Aaron, in the hands of his sons, and you shall wave them with wave offering, people the Lord. You shall receive them back from their hands and burn them on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet aroma. People the Lord, it is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then you shall take the breast of ram of Aaron, consecration, wave it as wave offering, people the Lord. It shall be your portion. And from the ram of consecration, you shall consecrate breast of the wave offering, which waved the thigh of the Hebrew offering, which is raised over, which is for Aaron, over that which is for his sons. It shall be from the children of Israel for Aaron and his sons for statue for Aaron, for it is a Hebrew offering. It shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel, from sacrifice of their peace offering. That is their heave offering to the Lord. Portion of the ram and unleavened bread were wavered.
before the Lord as a wave offering. The brazen thigh was set apart as a perpetual portion for Aaron and his descendants. This offering acknowledged that everything belonged to God. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed in them, to be consecrated in them, that son become priests in his place, shall be put them on for 7 days when he enters the tabernacle meeting to minister in holy place. 31:37. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, both its flesh in the holy place. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. They shall eat those things with which atonement were made to consecrate to sanctify them. But an outsider shall not eat them, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of a consecration offering over the bread remains until the morning, that you shall burn the remember with fire, it shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus you shall do Aaron and his son according to all that I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them, and you shall offer a bull every day, a sin offering. Atonement, you shall cleanse the altar. When you make atonement, you shall anoint to sanctify. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar must be holy. The consecration ceremony lasted for 7 days. During these 7 days, daily sacrifices were offered. The altar was purified, and the priests were set apart for ministry. The altar became most holy, and whatever touches it become holy. 38:41. Now this is what you shall offer as an altar: two lambs the first year, day by day continually. And one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at the twilight. With the one lamb shall be one-tenth of an ephah of flour mixed with one-fourth of a hin of pressed oil, one-fourth of a hin of wine as a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight, and you shall offer with it grain offering and drink offering as in the morning for sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Two lambs were to be offered every day, one in the morning, one in the evening. Additional offerings included the fine flour, olive oil, and wine. One ephah, the 1/5 bushel, 21 liters, one hin, 1 gallon, 3.79 liters. This continual sacrifice reminded Israel of their constant need for fellowship with God. The detailed rituals also prevented Israel from adopting the immoral religious practice of the Canaanites, and demonstrates God's holiness. Cross reference there. 42:46. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generation at the door of tabernacles of meeting. People of the Lord, where I will meet you to speak with you, and there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. So I will consecrate the tabernacle meeting, and also I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as a priest. I will dwell among the children of Israel, will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt. I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. This is a question too. So the tabernacle served as a meeting place between God and his people, and as a continual reminder that God dwelt among Israel. Every morning and evening, the smoke of sacrifice reminded Israel that God lived among them. Believers today should also live in continual awareness of God's presence. In him we live, moving, have our being. Jesus Christ fulfilled the symbolism of the tabernacle, and the Word become flesh and dwell among us. Jesus said, Emmanuel, God is with us. That's all cross reference right there. Chapter 30, last chapter, the altar of incense, verses 1 to 10. You shall make an altar to burn incense. You shall make it acacia of wood. A cubit shall be length, and the cubit its width, it shall be square, and 2 cubits shall be its high, its horns shall be 1 piece with it. And you shall overlay its top, its sides all around, and its horns in pure gold, and you shall make it the molding of gold all around. 2 gold rings you shall make it under the molding on both inside. You shall place them on its 2 sides, and they shall be holders for the poles with which you would bear. You shall make a poles of acacia wood and overlay with them gold, and you shall put it before the veil, that is before the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat of the testimony, where I will meet you. The altar of incense was constructed from acacia wood overlaid with gold. It dimensioned with 1 cubit in length, 1 cubit in width, here 18 inches, 45 centimeters, 2 cubits in height, 36 inches, 91 centimeters. It stood before the veil, before the ark of the covenant, because Israel's journeys through the wilderness, links and poles were attached for transportation. 7 to 10, his 7 is question 3. Aaron shall burn on his sweet incense. Every morning when he tends the lamp, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it. Twilight is close to sunset. A perpetual incense to appear for the Lord throughout your generation. You shall not offer strange incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, nor shall you pour a drink offering on it. And Aaron shall make atonement upon its horn once a year with the blood of a sin offering, atonement. Once a year he shall make atonement upon it throughout your generation. It is the most holy to the Lord. Aaron burned the fragrant incense every morning, every evening. Incense symbolized prayer, ascending to God. The incense offered in tabernacle was holy, could not be replaced by any unauthorized incense. They're subject to death abuse. Ransom money, 11 to 16. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when you take the sense of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord. When you number them, then there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give. Half a shekel, according to shekel of sanctuary, shekel is 20 gerahs. The half a shekel, 10 gerahs, be an offering to the Lord. Everyone, including among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When you give an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourself, and you shall take atonement money over the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service, the tabernacle meeting, and it may be memorial for the children to make atonement. When Israelites counted every male 20 years old and older, had to pay a ransom or atonement price, 1/2 a shekel. The rich could not give us more, the poor could not give it. This taught us all people stand equally before God, that every life belongs to Him. Now it's brazen labor, chapter 13, 17 up 21. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a library branch. It's a base altar branch for washing. You shall put in between tabernacle meeting and the altar. You shall put water in it for Aaron and his son to wash their hands, their feet in water from where when they go into tabernacle meeting, or when they come near altars to minister burn an offering made of a fire to the Lord. They shall wash it with water, lest they die. So they shall wash their hands, their feet, lest they die. It shall be a statue forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generation. The brazen or bronze laver was placed between the altar and the tabernacle meeting, altar over a burnt offering there. Before ministering priests, they had to wash their hands and feet. This washing symbolized purity, holiness before God. today believers are cleansed through Christ and by washing of God's word. 20 to 32, anointing oil. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself for qualified spices to 500 shekel or liquid myrrh, heifer beer, much sweet smelling, cinnamon, 250 shekel. Shekel is a unit, is 11 grams or 2/5 ounce. 500 shekels of cassia, 250 shekels of sweet smelling cane, 500 shekels cassia, according to shekels of sanctuary, and a hin, 1 gallon, over olive oil, and you shall make from this the holy anointing oil, an anointing compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstands and in utensil, and the altar incense, the altar burnt offering with all its utensil, the laver and its base. You shall consecrate them, they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron his son and consecrate them, they may minister to me as a priest. God provided a special formula for the holy anointing oil, 1 hin, 1 gallon, 4 liters, 1 shekels, 2/5 ounces, 2/5 ounce, about 11 grams. It was used to consecrate the tabernacle, its furnishings, Aaron and his son. This sacred oil could not be duplicated for personal use because it belongs exclusively to God. 31, and you shall speak to children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generation. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it, according to his composition. It is holy, and it shall be holy to you. Whoever compound any like it, or whoever puts any of it on outside, shall be cut off from his people. That meaning, subject death penalty. 34:38 is the incense. The Lord said, "Is Moses take a sweet spice, stacked and onyx and galbanum and pure frankincense with these sweet spices. There shall be equal amounts of each, you know, incense composition." Talking about that, you shall make of this incense compounds according to the art of perfumer, salty, the pure, and holy. You shall beat some of it very fine, put some over it before testimony in the tabernacle meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. But for the incense you shall not make any for your service according to composition. It shall be to you holy for the Lord. Whoever makes any like it to smell it, he shall be cut off from his people. God also prescribed a unique formula for sacred incense. The incense was used only in the tabernacle, representing prayer and worship, and could not be reproduced for ordinary use. This regulation taught Israel that worship belongs exclusively to God, must never be treated casually or irreverently. So cross-reference right there. We cover the other questions, continue to keep on prayer for the mission prayers, all of them, you know. Also, this week, we have a Shijian International Minister Conference. So far, the five of them are supposed to likely joining there, and you know, keep on prayer for them. Also, mission last page, pray for Korean ministry. Yes, and the minister church pray. So pray for Asia, pastoral training of Asia's ministries as well. So let's sing all together on brochure, Maranatha song. May God bless you. Bye.